After hearing what we just heard, it just makes you want to hear Eddie Albert singing along with Eva Gabor, and I think we can make that happen.
Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get a lovely smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
But sure.
The stars.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you knew that we were looking for Arnold Ziffel.
I don't make things up. I just make them rhyme so no one will get hurt. Let's start with Once Upon a Time. I did a concert in a quaint little theater next to a charming Airbnb. If I thank them from the stage, I could stay for free. The people who had the room before me, I was told, were a couple of cute newlyweds who loved each other madly and loved the king-size bed. Ooh, king-size bed. Thank you, thank you. I'd love to stay. The owner said I would put good money on you having sweet dreams tonight. I did, and the next afternoon I did what I thought was right. I stripped the bed to make it easy to prepare. Would stay there next. But what fell out of the blankets and sheets left me perplexed. A blindfold, blue BVD size XXXL. A skimpy baby doll nighty, furry handcuffs as well. What did I sleep on? I can't ask for a refund, 'cause I never paid. What do I do with the remnants of this newlywed love parade? I guess I could pack them into my suitcase, give airport security a thrill when they go through my luggage. On my way to Hooterville, what did I sleep on? I left the goodies all tangled up in the blankets and sheets on the floor. Service requested signs dangling from my door. I left that night in an Uber. The driver said, please get in the front seat. Did I mind if we stopped at a drive-thru? He was hungry, he had to eat. Then he leaned over, he looked me in the eye, he said, I can't see in the dark. Riding shotgun with him was like taking a spin in a dangerous amusement park. Then he confided that he had no money, and if I were would pay for the food. He'd give me a ride to the airport for free. That put me in a mood, 'cause everybody knows the Uber charge is automatic. I had to let that one go. At the airport, I told him, from now on, only drive in the daylight. He said, I know, I know. I waved goodbye. He put the car in gear, disappeared into a dusty cloud, checking me out in the rearview mirror, cranking Rush Limbaugh up loud. Oh, it's a brave new world where anyone can be a taxi or an Airbnb. I'm gonna think twice next time I'm offered something free. Life can be one long journey, first up, then all downhill. But for me, it's little adventures.
It's Hootersville, according to Lisa Douglas. Hots cakes.
I can't see in the dark.
That's Christine Lavin. On the way to Hooterville, her latest album, and Christine Lavin continues to amaze. She has a Valentine's Day show coming up at the Bitter End in New York, and she is still writing and singing and performing beautifully. Kathy in Youngstown, I'm glad the answer today, Arnold Ziffel and Green Acres, made you smile. And Mike, indeed, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you as well. Coming up, a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our Soundhound, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio. another Burt Bacharach tune, and I thought you'd enjoy hearing that version, the Wailing Wailers, with a song you better associate more likely with Tom Jones. And what's new? Pussycat, featured in the film of the same name. Another Burt Bacharach Hal David tune. Tom Jones took it to number 3, 1965, the year. In case you weren't aware of it, Burt Bacharach passed away just this past Thursday at the age of 94, dying Thursday, February 8th. And we'll have some more songs from his repertoire coming up this morning at SLB.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free, community newspaper that provides hyper-local coverage of the people, places, and events in Pittsburgh's historic Northside neighborhoods. The February issue is available now in print and online at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Good morning to Susie in Alexandria. Nice to have you listening. And she requested a Roger Miller song. We may or may not have that song, but I'll check. It's funny, I was just singing that song to myself the other night. We have a great cover of that song if we don't have the particular song, so we'll get it on for you one way or another. Now it looks like the Sound Hound is here, and we're going to see if we can solve this week's Sound Hound puzzle. Are you ready, Sound Hound, to please deliver? Here it comes. Your boy. And here is this week's sound. 412-200-5975. Can you identify this sound? 412-200-5975. Join us on the radio. We would love to have you here with us today. You can share your answer on the air, and you, upon doing so, will earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. 412-200-5975. Here it is one more time. 412-200-5975. We'll give the Sound Hound a little bit of a drink. Oh, he's lapping in tempo, at least for a while. This is a group called Circa Blue at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Midnight, and I'm waiting on the 1205, hoping it'll take me just a little further down the line. Midnight, you're just a heartache in disguise. Oh, won't you keep my heart from breaking if it's only for a very short time? Joker ain't the only fool who'll do anything for you. Laying out another lie, making out a life of crime, 'cause that's what I'll have to do to keep me away from you. Honey, know it makes you mad, but why's everybody telling everybody what you have done?
hearts. Knowing it ain't really smart. Joker ain't the only fool who'll do anything for you. Laying out another lie, thinking about a life of crime. That's what I'll have to do to keep me away from you. Between the covers and tell me they're the only one. Others, they don't know what I'm going through. It's so hard to be a lover when you say you're only in it for fun. Playing with the queen of hearts, knowing it ain't really smart. Joker ain't the only fool. Knowing it ain't really smart. Joker ain't the only fool who'll do anything for you. Laying out another lie, thinking about a life of crime. That's what I'll have to do to keep me away from you. Playing with the queen of hearts. Playing with the queen of hearts. Playing with the queen of hearts.
Jailer for sailor rent, room to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I put 2 hours of pushing brooms and 8 by 12 four bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Old worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Train. All the children and all of the names, every hand out and every down, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sailor rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I've been 2 hours of pushing brooms and 8 by 12 four bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. King of the road.
Susie, that was king and is for you. King of the Road there, done by the group She and Him. I hope you enjoyed that alternative version of the song. Susie is in Alexandria. And you heard Circa Blue doing Queen of Hearts, the big hit. Every time we play that, I have to remember who did it. I think I know, but I'm not confident enough, so I'm typing away. I should have stuck with it. Juice Newton. The artist with the big hit with that song. Sometime in the late 70s, if my memory is correct. We've had a few correct answers to our Sound Hound puzzle, but still want to give you a chance. It is not a slingshot. A number of people guessed slingshot. And here are some of the latest guesses. Mrs. Pudge got it correct in Lamartine. Mrs. Pudge got it. Mr. Pudge thinks it's the sound of him getting out of bed every morning. I hear that, but it's it's not that. Mr. Pudge thinks we have microphones in the house. We send the Sound Hound there. The Sound Hound infiltrates up in the area very nicely, and Lamartine, as a good dog that he is, then he records sounds from the house. And that could be Mr. Pudge waking up, but Mrs. Pudge got it as to what it actually is. John and Carrick thought it might be a screen door closing. Caden is listening with Mom and thinks it might be a Paw Patrol sound effect. Something going in to chase his net, and then the net sends it out again. And Annie hears peeling back Velcro and then slamming something shut. Good thinking. Kathy thinks it might be card shuffling. Tommy got the correct answer. Russ in North Carolina got the correct answer. Ty in Valencia was one of the people who thinks that it could be a slingshot. And you're on the right track, but it's not that. Tommy in Virginia thinks it's pulling a balloon and letting it go, and that thunk sound is definitely what is similar to that, but it's not that. Here's John and Carrick thinking it might be a recliner, and I hear that at the beginning, but it's not. That's a really good guess. Jack also thought it might be a balloon stretching and popping. Jack is listening with Ty. Hello, Jack. Dust Bowl Jack and Clarion thinks it could be a pinball machine loading and shooting the ball. Kathy and Ty Nessa thought it also might be a screen door closing. Zach first guessed slingshot and then came up with the correct answer. Well done, Zach. And Kathy and Ty Nesta just came up with the correct answer. And Tegan, by way of husband Drew, just got the correct answer. Did you figure it out? What we were looking for, that is the sound of a bow and an arrow hitting a target. The sound of a bow and arrow hitting a target. And let's listen to it one more time. You'll hear the pulling back and the thunk of the target. Congratulations if you came up with a bow and arrow. Thank you, Sound Hound. We'll get a little food for you.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress. There's danger of me losing all of my happiness. For I love a girl who doesn't know I exist, and this you can fix. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, Cupid, if your arrow make a love storm for me, I promise I will love her until eternity. I know between the two of us a heart we can steal. Help me if you will. Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, Cupid, don't you hear me?
Don't you hear me?
I'm calling you.
Calling you.
I need you.
I need you.
Cupid,
Cupid,
help me.
I wish I could fall in love, though it only leads to trouble, oh, I know it does. Still I'd fool myself and gladly just to feel I was in love. I wish I could feel my heart beat right, gaze into some gentle, warm, excited eyes, and give myself as freely as an arrow flies on windless skies. But I remember you in the TV light, holding you close to me where we lay. And now I wish I knew some of those softer nights,
whispering quietly, feeling you turn to me.
'Cause only last night in the winter dark, I dreamed of all you loved and all your innocence. And I've never known a softer, warmer feeling since, or a truer heart. But maybe these dreams aren't leading me. Maybe love is not as gentle as my memory. And maybe time and wishful half-remembered fantasies of the greatest part. Oh, but I remember you in the TV light,
holding you close to me where we lay.
And now I wish I knew some of those softer nights,
whispering quietly, feeling you turn to me.
I wish I could fall in love, though I know it leads to trouble, though I know it does. And still I'd fool myself and gladly just to feel in love, in love.
Mara O'Connell at the Saturday Life Brigade with a Cheryl Wheeler tune called Arrow. And you also heard Sam Cooke's Cupid, done there by Colin Malloy. Here's a tale that is a tall tale, but kind of fun to listen to.
Ellen Johnson made a lovely piece of cheesecake, and the folks would come from miles around to sample her delight. Some swore it was the cracker crust and some the sour cream, but Helen Johnson kept her secret locked up tight. Late one night, upon returning from her shopping at the market, Helen Johnson plopped her groceries right there by the kitchen sink. Unloaded secret cheeses in a pile there by the window and proceeded to sit down to have a drink. It was just then that her next-door neighbor hit his outdoor porch light and through the kitchen window cast a beam across the cheeses. Helen Johnson dropped her lemonade, for there upon the fridge door was the spitting image silhouette of Jesus. It's a sign, have mercy on my soul, a sign, cried Helen Johnson. I've been waiting all my life for such a vision, such a sight. And with her eyes transfixed upon that white and ghostly cooling unit, she began her lonely vigil late that night.
Late that night.
She awoke there in the kitchen sometime early the next morning, not remembering just quite what was all the bother. But there it was again, and now this time in broadest daylight, an authentic Sears and Roebuck Holy Father. Soon the party lines in Chapel Grove were buzzing with excitement, and all roads to Helen's driveway were backed up for several miles. Opinions flew like flocks of birds in every which direction. Some saw smudges, some saw smears, and some saw smiles. I'm gonna go get that. Hang on a second. Hello? Yes? No, I think you have the wrong number. Oh, man. At least it was in the right key. I didn't realize that my telephone rang in the key of G. Some smiles. Well, the governor soon arrived there with the mayor and someone else, and they began to theorize what they were thinking. The former said the silhouette looked more like Willie Nelson, but the latter two were leaning towards Abe Lincoln. It's a sign, have mercy on my soul, a sign, cried Helen Johnson. But the minister of Chapel Grove dissented in defiance. It's nothing personal, Helen, but the coming of the Lord, he said, won't be on someone's major home appliance. Well, the brouhaha, the hubbub, the commotion, and the rumpus took an awfully, awfully long time to die down and go away. But Helen was inspired. She was cranking out her cheesecakes, 'cause she sold about 24 that first day. And then every day thereafter, the demand was growing higher, such that every home in Chapel Grove was helping with the chore. And soon the daily count was up to 789, and Helen opened up a cheesecake store. Of course, everyone in Chapel Grove was giving free advice now, telling Helen what she should or shouldn't do there on her own. And the need to advertise got Helen Johnson thinking twice now, so she called up Sam the sign man on the phone. I need a sign, have mercy on my soul, a sign, cried Helen Johnson. Can you make me up a sign that's made to order? Sam reflected, he was clever, once he lived in New York City, said I think so, but the name it should be shorter. Well, to make a lengthy story brief, she did what Sam suggested, and the net result would ultimately please her. For where others saw confusion, Helen Johnson saw her savior, right there on the front door of her kitchen freezer. It was a sign, have mercy on my soul, a sign, cried Helen Johnson, who became a wealthy person with her favorite recipe. For Helen Johnson had the common sense to put her faith in cheeses, and went on to change her name to Sara Lee.
That's David Roth, who is a great writer and singer of songs, both based in fact and based in fiction. And that one is the latter. I know because I looked it up because I got curious. He does a great song, a great job, nonetheless, with his songs. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services throughout the country and world, for that matter, including Radio Garden, Loudspeaker One in Fort Collins, Colorado, and KRDP Indie Community Radio at Listen, the numeral 2, KRDP.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Tell me the truth, do I look all right? Hair sticking up on my pants too tight. You can lie if you have to and say I look great.
You look great.
It's been a while since I've done this. I got a date. Do I pull out a chair? Do I open the door? Do I take her flowers? Do they do that anymore? Do I get there early or fashionably late? All the rules have changed. I got a date. Take another shower, get all rest up again. Go out and get those flowers. But then I don't know where I'm gonna go for another 7 hours till I pick her up at 8. I'm going crazy, I got a
That's the Nashville Bluegrass Band.
I think I'll call her up and tell her I'm sick.
And in a moment, we're going to offer you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our upfront puzzle.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
The SLB Youth Media Center is excited to announce our new social justice documentary internship for teens in grades 9 through 12. This 7-week program will run Thursdays, February 23rd through April 6th from 4 to 6 p.m. So you still have almost 2 weeks to apply and get ready to take part. Teens will receive the opportunity through 7 successive weeks to create a 4-minute broadcast quality audio documentary related to social justice. Interns will gain hands-on experience in story development, interview skills, audio editing, and more, all guided by knowledgeable SLB staff and guest artists. Teens also will receive a $350 stipend upon completion of the program, and work will be featured on the Saturday Light Brigade as well as national digital platforms. Consistent weekly attendance and a total of 10 to 20 hours of independent work is required. For details, slbradio.org/apply, or write to Deanna@slbradio.org. That's Deanna@slbradio.org. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our upfront puzzle. Are you ready? The object of our puzzle is to see if you can come up with the one word that naturally precedes the 3 that we are about to give you. And the 3 words for you to work with are spring, top, and car. Spring, top, and car. One word naturally precedes those 3. And good luck to you. See if you can come up with it. If you can, it would be a pleasure to have your participation at 412-200-5975. If you were tuning in to hear Homewood's own Yusef Shelton I, hip-hop artist YS1, and to hear about his upcoming show as part of the New Hazlett Theater Community Supported Art Performance Series opening February 16th. He's delayed. We hope to have him on a little bit later this morning, most likely in our 10 o'clock hour, about 90 minutes from now. 412-200-5975, if you're able to come up with this morning's upfront puzzle. Spring, top, and car. One word comes before those. I'll add kite to the list. 412-200-5975. Valentine's Day coming up, and Russ and Sharon, per your request, our pleasure to feature the couple, Neil and Leandra.
We've got an old love, one we never will get tired of, one that fits us like an old glove, one to warm the winter days. And we don't have to say I love you quite as often as we used to. Old love just goes without saying, but we still say it anyway. I met you beneath the willow. We were young, a little shy, but we would sit and talk for hours and watch the river flowing by. You would laugh at all my stories, and then at dusk I'd walk you home. Now who
who'd have guessed we'd walk a lifetime, growing up and growing old. And we've got an old love, one we never will get tired of, one that fits us like an old glove, one to warm the winter day. We don't have to say I love you quite as often as we used to. Old love just goes without saying, but we still say it anyway. We may not leave this town we live in, and life's not as easy as we planned. I always meant to give you diamonds, but you still wear a plain gold band. And that old river keeps on rolling, and we don't know just what's in store. But in spite of all of this, I don't love you like I did. Oh, I love you so much more. And we've got an old love, one we never will get tired of, one that fits us like an old glove, one to warm the winter days. And we don't have to say I love quite as often as we used to. Old love just goes without saying, but we still say it anyway. This old love just goes without saying, but we still say it anyway.
Russ and Sharon, that's for you. They are in beautiful Kang, North Carolina, known as Kang, the further north we get. Sharon also got the correct answer to our upfront puzzle. Words are her thing, you know. We're looking for the one word that naturally comes before the three words that we gave you moments ago. Spring, top, car, and you could also add kite to that list. 412-200-5975. Bruce came up with it very quickly. So did Aline in Saco, Maine, listening. Good morning, Aline. Zach in Pittsburgh got it. So did Tommy in Richmond. Ty in Valencia came up with the correct answer. John in Carrick came up with it. Mike in Mars also. Kathy in Youngstown, good morning. She's got it. Mike in Mars says, in addition to top, car, and kite, and spring, how about adding the word seats? Kathy in Tyonesta also has the correct answer. And Jim is going to join us now. Jim is in the Heights of Crafton. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Good morning. Does it show my age to know you're playing the theme from Mannix?
Yeah, it might. It shows my age. That I was looking for the theme from Mannix. Just for the fun of it, I said, I know I've got the great Chicago guitarist Don Sternberg doing the theme from Mannix, and I need to find it. I'll look for it, and there it is. he does a good job.
Yeah, it's a very nice version. And I think you can also, along with spring and car and top and kite and seats, you could add lunch.
Lunch. Yes. And, you know, Zach, I had to go type a few things into the computer here. He said jellyfish, and I'm thinking, is that autocorrect or what's going on? But apparently there is a jellyfish with this descriptor before it. Who knew?
Mm-hmm. Aren't they one of the nasty ones, the nastier ones?
Let's see. Can you survive? No, they can kill people within minutes, says MountSinai.org. Oh, Mount Sinai Hospital. That makes sense. I was going to wonder. Mm-hmm. At first, I was thinking it was a temple, and I'm thinking, why is the temple talking? Why is the local synagogue talking about jellyfish stings? We better give the answer. What's the word we're looking for?
The word is box.
Box, indeed. And a charge to Jim and everybody else who came up with the answer. Box kites, box seats, and Beth and Emlinton just got box, too, in addition to everybody identified before. And I have to say good morning to Brian and to Bill in Homer City, who I missed saying hello to earlier. Are you doing anything special today, like maybe climbing some mountain, not Sinai, or doing something outdoorsy?
I'm performing a bit of trail management.
Ooh. You know, folks don't often recognize that the trails just don't happen. People have to go out there and do things to them. Where and what are you doing?
We were up in Mount Washington. We were walking the other night, and it's a nice path. But since the last time I was through there, back when we lived in Mount Washington, so many vines have grown over, and there's branches. And I'm just going to go and take some pruning shears and trim them back.
That's great.
Reopen the path.
Are you part of a crew, or is it just you?
No, it's strictly, how should we say, it's a self-important to me.
Ah, so you're doing a little guerrilla trailblazing, basically.
That's it.
When you were a kid, did you think guerrilla warfare meant they were sending primates out to fight on behalf of our country? I did.
Not really, no. Although I did as a child think that quicksand was going to play a more important role in my life than it does.
Quicksand never comes up. It doesn't.
No.
I also thought gravity could be turned on or off by your awareness of it, since you could, run off a cliff and just be suspended in midair till you realized you had done so. Guerrilla marketing, I figured, were, a bunch of guerrillas handing out pamphlets and things. It took me a while to understand. it still takes me a while. Well, well done with box, the word. Matt out in eastern Pennsylvania just came up with it, too. And you get extra credit for recognizing the Mannix theme, too.
Oh, there we go.
Well done.
I'll take it.
Take care. And Saturday, Light Brigade Charge. To you, we could have added Elder. I think there's a tree called the Box Elder, right? Congratulations if you came up with Box. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade Charge coming up in our next hour. Oh, set would have been a good one too, right? Box, set. Mm-hmm. We have a second here, a little bit of an extra second, and we've been playing a lot of songs by Burt Bacharach. Here's another one that he and Hal David did, done a little bit differently than you've probably heard before.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing there's too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but everyone. Love, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains, hillsides enough to climb. There are oceans, rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end. Till the end, till the end, till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing there is too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields, wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams, moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want, if you want, if you want, if you want to know, no, no. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing there's too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Not for some, just for everyone.
That is 5-4 Fighting. What the World Needs Now, a great song. Do you remember who did it originally, who had the hit? It was 1965. It reached number 7 on the Billboard charts. Got it yet? Jackie DeShannon was the person who had the hit song with it. We are going to celebrate birthdays in just a few moments. So if you have a birthday coming up that you would like to celebrate along with us, if it is today or if it's in the coming week, you might hear it mentioned. Somebody might have sent it in. The same with anniversaries. If you'd like to make sure it happens instantly, you can reach us right now at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. In case you missed it, last week's on-air segments featuring the Tuskegee Airmen exhibit at Hosanna House, the new Mo Willems exhibit, Opposites Abstract at Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, a teen roundtable on civil rights, high school debaters on the U.S. Constitution, and vocalist Isai Alico, a senior at Pittsburgh Kappa, accompanied by her grandfather, the legendary Don Alico Sr. on sax, and Craig Izzy Arlett on guitar, are all now available to listen back to at neighborhoodvoices.org. You can also hear the latest from our work at Propel Schools and Manchester Academic charter school and after-school programs and school-day programs, as well as thousands of other audio features from past broadcasts. NeighborhoodVoices.org is the place to go. A lot of birthdays. It's February 11th, 2022. Happy birthday to Sarah of Jeanette from Sister Kelsey, to Francie of Canonsburg from Mom and Dad and Ava, Chaplain Steve. Happy birthday to you from wife Marie and us, John from daughter Annie, Quay of Cranberry from Dad John, Mom Carol and Sister Ray, Catherine of O'Hara, Tom of Glassport from Karen, Tanya, and Jackie, Garrett of McMurray from Mark, Gretchen, and Brendan, Emily from Mom, Dad, and Gussie, Mammy of Georgia from your family. Tomorrow, the 12th, we have Stephen proudly sharing the day with Abe Lincoln. Martha and David wish you a happy birthday, Stephen. Also, Joe of Bethel Park from your husband, Fred. Cooper from Mom Kelsey, Dad, and Mason. Our pal, Fat Mandy. Happy birthday, Mandy. Celebrating on February 12th. Happy birthday. Mia of Monroeville from daughter Ellie. Happy birthday, Mia. And Jessica of Upper St. Clair from Tim and sons Hunter and Tanner. On February 13th, Derek of Mars from your family. On the 14th, we have Adrienne of Scott Township from Mom and Dad, Julia of Shadyside from Mom, Dad, and Kayla, Anna of Bridgeville from your family, twins Adam and Warren of Pittsburgh from your family, and Jane of Squirrel Hill. Happy birthday to you from all of us here at SLB. Happy birthday as well to Max of Souderton on the 15th, Brock of Canfield, Ohio, from Ricky and me and your whole family. Happy birthday to Kenneth, celebrating on February 15th. Norma from Lena, also on the 15th. Gracie from Mom, Dad, Graham, and Sam on the 15th. Looking ahead, Michael of Bradford Woods, happy birthday to you. Also on the 16th, Isaac of Katanning from Chloe Abbey Trenton family, Julianne of Blackridge from Mom and Dad, Jim of Greensburg from wife Peggy and daughter Emma, John from Robert and Rita, and Chloe on the 16th. Finally, on the 17th, we have Linda of Monroeville from Leonard, Abigail of Brentwood from Mom and Dad, David from Kathy and kids, Billy, Lily of Latrobe, Billy and Lily. Lily is from Christy and Dan. Sarah of Manesson from Steve, Chelsea, and Melissa. And Josh. And that's it. Happy birthday if you're celebrating one we weren't aware of. I hope you sang along with us. And if you would like to celebrate actively with us, it is easy.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org. or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A. 15233.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card now in full color, hand-delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Are they now in full color, Ricky, or is that coming soon? Coming soon. Or yes, full soon, Ricky says. The vibrant colors will amaze and bedazzle. Broadcasting live. Is there any other way? From historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger and Ty Chorosky, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJFM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Side, she flags my train, I'm gonna let her ride. I'm a ding dong daddy from Dumas. You ought to see me do my stuff.
I'm a ding dong daddy from Dumas, boy. You ought to see me do my stuff. I'm a wild papa from Polecat Hollow. I don't want to get rough. I had a little girl, she was leaning low. I used to go to see her, but I don't no more. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas Bay. You ought to see me do my stuff. She's one who did it. Said she didn't like it, but she just can't wait it. I'm a ding-dong daddy from Dumas.